From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. So we've got something special for you right now. Now, when we get together to do our show, we always spend a little time before the show begins to just chat with the audience. It's just a little time, you know, warming up, not for air, until now.
If you've ever wondered what we talk about when we think you're not listening, well, listen now.
I don't want to take up too much time, but Paula had an amazing story because you flew here to Chicago, not to do our show, but to get a puppy.
I flew here to get a puppy 2 weeks ago, just outside of Chicago. It was a golden retriever Newfoundland mix. And it was at a rescue place outside of Chicago. But I flew in on that day where you guys had the huge snowstorm. And so me and the puppy were stuck in the airport for 24 hours. It outgrew the carrier while we were there.
So you've been stuck. I don't know if you've ever been stuck in her hair. She was stuck there with a puppy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
But it was good. There was something about it. Like when I was back in O'Hare today, I was like, Yeah, I remember.
It's like your home now.
Yeah. I stood in line right here for 4 hours.
Yeah, with a puppy. And Alonzo, you were talking about the fact that you've been getting sort of public radio people coming to your stand-up show.
Yeah, I get NPR people who are coming to the show. And they're fun. They are nice. Like Tom says, they're nice. I can always tell them because they're the ones that, ooh. You know, because I say a few things that I might not say here. And then I'm also on Comedy Central's show, The New Negroes.
Ah.
So the NPR crowd can't say the title of that show without...
Earlier this year, we learned that the Boston accent is considered one of the sexiest accents, and while that was surprising and somewhat unsettling, oh, be quiet. It did give us a chance to call up an old friend. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to Ray Maliazzi of Car Talk. Hey, Ray. Ray, how are you?
I'm very well. You folks are having a lot of fun making fun of my peeps.
Yeah, we are. We do it all the time. Usually we don't let you listen. So the question for you, Ray, is have you in your life of having a Boston accent, have you found it to be very sexy? Has it had that effect on the people you'd want it to have that effect on?
I think it worked for my brother for many years. I mean, think of all the wives and girlfriends he had.
Yeah,
and nobody had a worse Boston accent than he.
That is true.
But were his wives and girlfriends also with the Boston accent?
Not all of them. No. Yeah. No. I think he was a genuine charmer. I think it might have been the accent. It only took him so far, though. You know, they eventually saw through him and they got rid of him.
Yeah, wow. So as a kind of test, Ray, we have decided that we've asked you to read a couple of romantic lines from movies.
I can tell I'm not going to like this, but
go ahead. And so do you have those with you? We sent those to you.
No, you didn't send me anything.
Ah.
Should I have received like a text message or something?
You should have received an email about 3 hours ago, but...
I haven't checked my email for 2 days.
I'll just read him to you. You say him back to me in your most charming, sexy Boston accent. Ready?
I will do my best.
All right, here we go. Ready? So we're just going to start with this one. How about this? The heart knows what the heart wants.
Oh, so you want me to say...
I do.
The heart knows what the heart wants.
That's good. That's good. All right.
Oh, it's getting hot in here.
Helen is flushed.
All right. How about this one? I wish I knew how to quit you.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Not a lot of big difference there. All right, we'll move on. How about this? Draw me like one of your French girls, Jack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Draw me like one of your French girls.
That's good. That's
okay.
Good. Last one. Ready? My tastes are very singular.
Oh, my tastes are very singular.
Smoldering. You know what that was? That was 50 Shades of Ray. Ray Maliazzi, everybody, from Car Talk. Great to talk to you, Ray.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Helen.
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow is expanding her goop empire.
Ugh. Stop, Gwyneth.
She's adding a new section of her website offering products and advice to whom?
Is it men?
Yes, it is men.
Oh.
We all know Gwyneth Paltrow has this empire called Goop, which offers all these wonderful things for women. Well, now Ms. Paltrow has launched Goop Men, featuring a men's clothing line and male-focused articles such as what to do about low testosterone and how to have difficult conversations with friends, like the one where you tell your friends you're getting lifestyle advice from Goop.
She gives the worst advice, and now she's trying to give the worst advice to more people.
That's what she's doing.
Didn't she at some point tell women to put a thing in their vaginas?
Yes, and we men are very nervous about what she's going to tell us to do.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Gwyneth, just, you need a vacation.
No, the men's goop.
Men's goop.
It's men's goop.
Ew.
Gross. Gross. First of all, gross.
I think it's actually called Goop Fellas. It has men's beauty projects like the $140 jar of replenishing night cream, which is the same exact night cream available in the women's store, but the men's version comes in a beer can.
What is night cream?
It's a cream that you put on your face at night as part of your night ritual. And as a millennial man, I have one.
Jordan, are you on Goop Fellas?
I wrote it down. Goop Fellas, I'm on.
You know,
I might.
We just met today, and I said to myself, that man moisturizes.
Cocoa butter, where are you at?
Absolutely.
Okay, not a black crowd. Got it. All right. Cool.
Didn't we warn you? This is basically Get Out without the murders. I mean, this is...